and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A retired four-star admiral facing charges of bribery as federal prosecutors allege that Admiral Robert Burke directed a lucrative government contract to a private company that promised him a high-paying job upon his retirement. The NTSB releasing preliminary results of its investigation into a deadly explosion at an Ohio building earlier this week. Tom Chapman with the NTSB says crews working in the basement cut a gas line they didn't know was pressurized.
The accident sequence began as the crew made two initial cuts into piping along the basement wall. When a third cut was made, the crew immediately realized that there was a problem and that gas had been released.
The blast happened a few minutes later, killing a bank employee. Former President Trump lashing out at his conviction on 34 felony counts in New York Thursday. A speech on Friday now raising questions as to whether he violated his gag order. This is ABC News. Families of the victims of the Boeing 737 MAX crashes meeting with federal prosecutors in Washington on Friday, calling for the company to be prosecuted and punished.
Friday's meeting between the families of those who died on board Boeing 737 MAX aircraft and the Department of Justice comes after the DOJ said in recent weeks, following that door plug that flew off an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX, that Boeing is now subject to prosecution. Robert Clifford represents the families.
Sir. Investigation and analysis continues, and we'll take them at their word.
Boeing contends it did not violate a previous agreement to avoid prosecution. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A scary incident at a ball game in upstate New York. The catcher for the Buffalo Bisons AAA baseball team hospitalized after he was struck by a batter's backswing and carted off the field in a stretcher. Peyton Henry was hit in the back of the head in the seventh inning and immediately went to the ground. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The Bay of Green Bay is nominated to join the 31 habitats of the Natural Estuarine Research Reserve System. Mark Richardson explains the significance.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, called NOAA, has designated the bay on Lake Michigan as the 31st site of habitats along the Great Lakes, coastal states, and territories. Brian Glenazinski, with the Great Lakes Initiative of Ducks Unlimited, says it's a huge win for the region's conservationists.
Some of the things that we gain from the other reserves around the country will not only inform what's happening in Green Bay, but also to tell us what's different about Green Bay and what we need to focus on.
If designated, the proposed site would make Wisconsin one of only three states with multiple reserves, along with California, Florida, and South Carolina. Financial support from the state, the Oneida Nation, and the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin would fund a position on the reserve's staff to ensure that tribal nation perspectives are representative in the site's management and operations.
They continue to provide excellent partnership and the unique perspective that only they can bring to the table.
The proposed reserve is composed of three areas covering almost 38,000 acres of land and water, selected to reflect the unique nature of a large Great Lakes estuary. Lenasinski says the designation is a major accomplishment for the region's conservationists.
That conservation community is pretty special and robust in the area. To have a research reserve like this being placed in an existing conservation community, it's really just going to take us all to the next level.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Mark Richardson. Support for this reporting was provided by the Pew Charitable Trusts.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, maybe a stray storm with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-70s. More storms possible Sunday afternoon, highs low 80s. Storms still possible Monday, high around 80. It's 60 right now.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll tell you whether or not Trump is fleeing prosecution to a extraditionalist country. Tune in Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Friday that sure as hell feels like a Friday, Dominic.
Yeah. Welcome happy to Friday it. To you, man. Good to see you. I am in an especially happy and joyous mood today. Rich, thank you. Working the board, taking your calls, 844-967-2789. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, Dom, having something of a, let's call it a private celebration. Shades are pulled, doors locked. Don't let the neighbors in. Can't tell what kind of people might come around. Dom, I have been shocked, and I use that term maybe a little too loosely, but I have been shocked,
I tell you,
at the reaction to the Trump verdict from the right. Shocked at the vitriol. Shocked.
Really? Really? Shocked. If I slam dunked a basketball, you would be shocked, right? Donald Trump and the MAGAs get up and repeat the same lies to each other. Is that really shocking? Really?
I'm going to defer my shock till later. Okay. Dominic, I was asked as I arrived at Broadcast Central here, how'd you sleep last night? You know, was it a sleep of the angels or was it a troubled sleep? I said, no, I slept great. I slept great. How about you? I hope everyone slept great.
I honestly, Crudy, I went out to a fundraiser yesterday and they had a little more beef brisket probably than I should have and a couple of beers. I was a little full. I got a little heartburn at night, man. So I really didn't sleep very well. And I got up and, you know, took a Pepsi and then, you know, got over it. Got a couple hours good sleep in. But I was thinking about the 34 convictions kind of over and over and weird fever dreams going on last night.
Weird fever dreams. I bet Trump had a few.
Yeah, I guarantee you he did.
I was surprised by the vitriol. Maybe I shouldn't be, but I was. Dom, Not clear if I want to start there, though. Got to be in the closer to home region, the backyard. Let's start in the backyard.
All right.
Because, you know, those that are tuning in now are primarily from the great state of Wisconsin. Now, I had seen earlier this week, keynote speakers had been named for the big Democratic Party next weekend. And I've got to admit, and I'm going to admit publicly, Dom, I got other plans.
Yeah, you gotta wash your hair that day, Crudy.
Well, that won't be a problem. But I've made other party plans. You know, there's only so many weekends to party during the summer.
I know, man.
And here's the problem, as I see it, with the Democratic Party of Wisconsin's convention this year and last year, and every year that they don't do it Friday, Saturday. I mean, I pulled Ben Wickler aside last year, and I said, Ben, here's the deal. If you would possibly consider going back to Friday, Saturday coverage, we would give you balls to the walls coverage, you know, soup to nuts, all of it. We'd be here for the whole thing. We'd broadcast it, you know, speaking on behalf of a network that I no longer can speak on behalf of. But
back then,
when I was making the assurances, and he said, well, we'll consider that. We'll bring it up. And once again, this year, it's a Saturday-Sunday affair.
Yeah, that's tough.
I can't do it, Dom. We'll do our normal Friday affair, our airing of the grievances, and you can air yours today. I'm just giving you a little insight. Here's why I won't be at your party next weekend. I have other partying plans. You know, we're sliding into our birthday month, Dom.
I mean, our birthday month officially starts tomorrow. If they could move it to July, too, that'd be great. No, I mean, listen, there's going to be a lot to talk about at the Wisconsin DNC coming up, the Wisconsin Democratic Convention.
DPW.
Coming up what? Next week, not this weekend.
Next weekend.
Yeah, and they got some big speakers. They got the head of the party coming in, right?
Well, I had heard Jamie Harrison come to town. Yeah. We've only had him on one time. We should try a little harder. Why don't you ever book him?
Yes,
you when should. We were sucking up to Tom Perez and trying to get the DNC MKE 2020, yeah. I mean, we had Perez all around America.
Yeah, that was
Jamie Harrison got named chairman, and we had him on like that week within a day or two, and not since. We haven't invited him back. I blame you.
Oh, man, you gotta get on the ball, Curdy. I don't know what you do all day long.
Dominic, other big speakers. The Wisconsin Democratic Party will hold its annual convention in Milwaukee next week, and the keynote speaker will be heading up from the south, from the state border. We've booked a Flatlander, Tom.
Oh, no.
Illinois.
How do you feel about that?
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker
is
due to give the keynote speech at the event to be held on June 8th and 9th, Saturday and Sunday, if you're unaware. At the Milwaukee Potawatomi Casino Hotel, according
really
to the party.
Surprised. You can't make it to the hotel casino, Crudy. I know it's one of your favorites.
I don't know if you know this, Dom, but the following weekend, Saturday night, Snoop Dogg playing the Potawatomi.
A new venue, yeah.
I've already got my reservations. I'll be staying there the following party weekend.
Right. So you're going to go for Snoop, just not for Pritzker.
Sorry. Sorry, I told you, man. Weekends are for partying, not the Democratic Party. No offense to your team. Ben Wickler, who chairs the state party, a friend of ours, we'd like to think, maybe less so at this moment.
Come on,
Ben Wickler, who chairs the state party, said Pritzker, a noted progressive, will draw a contrast between Democratic policies and the agenda of former President Donald Trump. I prefer convicted felon Trump. J.B. Pritzker, I think, is a great example of a Democratic leader who can make such an electrifying case for why we need to elect Democrats up and down the ballot in 24, Wickler said. Now, Pritzker will also host the Democratic National Convention when it takes place in Chicago in August. We'll invite him on at that time. Monday through Thursday.
During show times, preferably. But it's not like we wouldn't do later times.
We'll work Pritzker. With the governor of the great state of Illinois to appear on the greatest radio show ever during the DNC, preferably. When we come to your town, sir, we'll come to you. We'll come to you. So, anyways, Dom, Pritzker will host the DNCS mention in Chicago in August. We'll be at that party. That's been seen by some as a sign of his national ambitions, an aspect of his political career that has been scrutinized for years. The billionaire businessman and hotel empire heir, you know, he made his money the old-fashioned way.
Hang on. I have nothing against J.B. Pritzker. I don't know the man. I know he's a wealthy man. He's, you know, the Hyatt money. But when you talk about a guy that has hotels and is a billionaire and is, has political ambition, God, it just seems like we went through some of this.
Let's go stay at Pritzker Tower. Here's one thing he did very, very well. Illinois. And I've driven down there and utilized your toll systems in this regard. Pritzker has overseen the legalization of recreational marijuana and increased minimum wage and stronger protections for abortion access since taking office in 19. And leveraging that progressive record will help the Wisconsin Democrats illustrate their own policy priorities in a year that, thanks to new legislative maps, they're saying, or they're eyeing a power shift in the state legislature, according to Philip Rocco, a political scientist at Marquette. Here's what he said about the big party next weekend. Pritzker nicely allows Democrats to illustrate the kind of policy advantages for their voters of having a Democratic trifecta in control of state government, he said, referring to the current divide in Wisconsin between Democratic Governor Tony Evers and the GOP-held state legislature. It's a stark contrast to Illinois, where in addition to the governor's office, Democrats hold top-sided majorities in the legislature. Yeah, it's pretty blue down there, Dom. Pritzker has also helped the Democratic Party of Wisconsin financially. Did you know that? He's probably one of the biggest donors to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Financially donating millions to the party over the past few election cycles. Here is one more statement. Governor J.B. Pritzker is honored to join Wisconsin Democrats to thank them for leading the fight in advancing Democratic values and lay out the stakes for 2024. Pritzker's campaign spokesperson said in a statement to WPR. That's all I've got for you, Dom. There's more, but...
Pritzker coming to Wisconsin, DPW, next week. It's a party. We're not going to be there, but we encourage everyone who has the ability to, who doesn't have another party, go check out that party. You know, Pritzker, governor, billionaire, donating to, you know, swing state Wisconsin, coming here to give the main speech. How long do you think before he puts his toe in the water for president?
Well, I hope 4 more years. If it's sooner than that, we got a problem at the top of the ticket.
I say, so you think he comes out then, right after Biden? Is you think that's a political timeline for J.B. Pritzker?
I don't think, whether it's Biden or Trump, and God forbid, there will be no incumbent. You know what I mean? There will be no incumbent for either party. And I couldn't see, should Joe lose, Joe recycling and coming around one more time like Trump has done, right? I don't see that breaking in the same way. But Dom, let me tell one quick story before we run short on time. The greatest DPW convention of all time, 2014. And we were interviewing Mike Tate, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, a Friday night affair, Dom.
Yes, it was glorious.
And federal judge Barbara Crabb dropped her same-sex marriage ruling. And Mike literally teared up on the air with us. He had been at Fair Wisconsin in 2006 when the Democratic Party and a lot of citizens tried to fight against, what was it, a constitutional referendum, one man, one woman. That was a big change. Eight years after a constitutional referendum passed the will of Wisconsin voters, the court said, yeah, but that's unconstitutional. And eventually the Supreme Court came along, and that was the greatest one ever. Also, that was Mary Burke. Unfortunately, she didn't beat the wanker that year, but her primary opponent, Brett Halsey. Remember, we took Brett off campus, we hotboxed the car, and then we took him back to give his speech. I can't imagine why he didn't beat Mary Burke that year. More Devils. It's a Friday. Doesn't it feel like it?
Sure does.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table. And it's like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. We air the grievances. I know the Megas got them, but how about you? You can join us. All of you can join us. Talk or text on the line. The party line is 844-967-2789.
John, before I jump back in with a grievance, may I congratulate my youngest who graduates tomorrow from Middleton High School. I think an accomplishment. He had a double gold tassel. I had no idea what that meant. And he said, Dad, I think he said high honors, honors for sure. And I said, what does that mean?
It means he takes after his mother.
Absolutely, it does. You know, I was under a 3.0 when I graduated high school. 2.97. I was not... In the top half of my class, I was in the 51st percentile.
I don't think I was a 3.0. I might have been close. I was close to a 3.0. The house rules, parents made us, we had to have at least a B average. So I, you know, given the rule, I was probably pretty close, maybe slightly above. But after that, 5 years of college. No, I'm not a doctor. A couple years of grad school. Well, in grad school, you had to get at least like a 3.5 or so. They had 3.25. They had some requirement as well that you had to maintain a specific. Wasn't a parent telling me this. This was the grad school telling me this. So I maintained that average. I was, a little bit more than I have to, and then the rest of it, I have other things to do.
You know, literally, if I didn't maintain a 3.0 grade point average, which was the threshold for the good driver discount or good student driver discount, if I was not eligible for the good student driver discount, I was not eligible to drive the family car.
Yeah.
And the freshman, my first semester, my senior year, I came in at like a 2.97. They said, sorry.
Took the key. Come on.
I know. Sticklers.
You got to round up. Everybody rounds up. Congratulations, man. High school, that's great. College plans, what's going on now?
He's going to the best college ever, University of Wisconsin La Crosse. I know.
Prepped him for a fine career in broadcast radio.
No, that major doesn't exist anymore there.
Did it then? I don't remember taking that.
Mass communications? I was mass comm.
That's mass comm. Okay.
That I have a degree in that.
What does that mean?
I speak to the masses. I communicate. And because I got a bachelor's of science, I also took statistics. That was like the checkbox I had to do. A couple of science classes. I couldn't get a bachelor of arts. I hadn't taken sufficient foreign language credits to qualify for a BA. Speaking, not my strong suit.
Glad to see the education working out for you. Well, congratulations to your son. It's a great accomplishment and for honors too, man. Especially, given the father, that's a great job. Well,
you know, the greatest way you could honor my son on this, the day before his graduation, and he did get, well, you know, I'm not speaking to the masses. They shouldn't have to fund my son directly. But through his partnership in devilradioswag.com, if you buy one of the slimming, super cool black Devil Radio t-shirts, it goes towards his college tuition. He might make it to college if you buy a t-shirt today.
No pressure.
No pressure, people. So, yes, well done, young Karsten, graduating with honors. Very excited for the young man. And then pursuing a mediocre college existence at the university. It is much better than it used to be. And they do have a balanced budget there, so fiscally prudent. I give all credit to the porn star.
The last chancellor of UW-La
Crosse. Joe Gow, yeah, balanced budgets. Yeah. Always ran a tight ship around there. And a tight bedroom, I understand. Dominic, here I'm moving on to grievances. Scott Walker. I've always had a problem with the wanker, right? About 23 hours ago, when that would have been about the time frame that the verdict first dropped.
Oh, yes.
Scott Walker's immediate reaction. Sad day. That's what he tweeted. Just two words. Sad day. Sad day.
And then he ran out of ham.
And then another one. Pray for America. Oh, I don't know what's happening there, but let's knock it off. Who's doing that? I think Scott Walker is trying to mess with our broadcast. And then another one, Dom, and I'm not even sure this might be the Venezuelan flag, but a 22-hour ago tweet, you know, about an hour later, he's starting to come to it. The socialist economic policies of New York are making it increasingly like Venezuela. Now the New York judicial system is too, he describes it as dangerous territory.
Oh, come on.
I know. What a wanker. A little bit more from the wanker, because he was, you know, he's rage tweeting last night. Even though it was in extremely liberal New York City, I'm still shocked that not one juror would see this for what it is, a political trial. Donald Trump will win on appeal and on November 5th.
So wrong, say it. Wrong. These guys, they're going to say it no matter what. Okay, but are you willing to put some money behind it? You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to get up there and just jawbone and rage tweet and do that. I mean, for real. I'm going to put $100 on it, Walker, make some bets about that. Because you are wrong, sir.
Sad.
I mean, the guy committed fraud to cover up a payoff for his political ambition and got caught for it. I mean, you know, campaign finance violations. You know something about that, Scott Walker. You had an investigation of you before you and your crew changed the law.
Well, there's also a photo that wanker tweeted out. Him giving a speech behind a podium that looks like it's got a presidential symbol on it. And Trump standing there like Trump had given up the podium and let the wankinator had a little crack at it. You know, here's a job you'll never have, Scott Walker. Right. And then he's posting some biblical stuff. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. I thought you were the evil one.
I'm so confused.
I am very confused.
Who is the evil one here? Is it Trump for doing the crimes? Is it Bragg for going after him for the crimes? Is it the jury for convicting him on those crimes? Who exactly is the evil one? And if it is Trump, I mean, shouldn't you then disavow him? I'm not sure how you do all those things.
Well, he did tweet, "I stand with Donald Trump," and a picture of him and Trump. So he did put up a picture of him, the beast. He's fully in the cult. He drank the Kool-Aid. He's down for whatever.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A retired four-star admiral facing charges of bribery as federal prosecutors allege that Admiral Robert Burke directed a lucrative government contract to a private company that promised him a high-paying job upon his retirement. The NTSB releasing preliminary results of its investigation into a deadly explosion at an Ohio building earlier this week. Tom Chapman with the NTSB says crews working in the basement cut a gas line they didn't know was pressurized.
The accident sequence began as the crew made two initial cuts into piping along the basement wall. When a third cut was made, the crew immediately realized that there was a problem and that gas had been released.
The blast happened a few minutes later, killing a bank employee. Former President Trump lashing out at his conviction on 34 felony counts in New York Thursday. A speech on Friday now raising questions as to whether he violated his gag order. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Brewers roll over the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After three innings at AmFam Field, the Brewers were losing 3-1 to the Chicago White Sox, the worst team in baseball. Then Christian Yelich knocked in a couple of runs, and things changed. Yelich, 5-for-6, with 5 runs batted in, 1 scored. The Brewers with 23 hits. The final, Milwaukee 12, the White Sox 5. The Chicago White Sox have now lost 9 in a row. NFL, the Packers wrapping up another week of OTA practices. Eric Stokes coming back from that severe knee and foot injury and what he's learned from the athletic clinics at UW-Madison.
So when we went out in Madison, just showed me everything to where, like, everything was equaling up for my foot to where, like, my foot wasn't as strong as it needed to be, so that's why it put more pressure on my hamstring, my calf, and all that stuff. Like that. So it just showed me a lot of different little things, and then I went back home, back where I trained at in Atlanta. Basically, we just trained hard at it, so, like, every day we do a calf raise, we doing hamstring stuff. We just attacking my legs.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, maybe a stray storm with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-70s. More storms possible Sunday afternoon, highs low 80s. Storms still possible Monday, high around 80. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, "I just don't get it. What was in it for them?"
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we kick off Biden's Top 100. The week's theme is the economy, and we'll be specifically talking about the billionaires' tax. Why don't we tax billionaires more?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, turning our attention towards June, which is Dairy Month, Crute and Dom Birthday Month, and it's also Pride Month, Dom.
Happy Pride.
A flag was raised today in honor of the fact that it was Pride Month, and a guy showed up with a gun.
Where?
That's being reported at the Wisconsin State Capitol about an hour ago. Just, you know, as we're preparing to come on the air, Dom, Journal Sentinel out of Milwaukee, Jesse Apoyan, and others reporting, man carrying gun at Pride flag raising did not break law, and then he left voluntarily. Well, it's not a tragedy, but it is a story, so I'll share it with you. A man carrying a long gun and wearing a shirt that said, feminism is cancer.
Huh, interesting.
Voluntarily left the state capitol grounds on Friday during a ceremony raising a pride flag above the building, a spokesperson for the State Department of Administration said. Here's a quote from Tatiana Warwick. The person was not threatening, and the pressure, presence of the gun alone did not violate any laws. No, you can open carry in the state of Wisconsin, right, Dom?
Mm-hmm.
State Capitol Police and City of Madison Police contacted the person, and he voluntarily left the area without incident. So no big deal, just walking around in a feminism is cancer t-shirt, carrying a long gun. A Wisconsin State Journal reporter first reported the man's presence on the social media platform, you know, the former Twitter, and a spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers did not respond with a comment. Now, people are legally permitted to own firearms, are generally allowed to carry them openly in most public spaces in Wisconsin. Open carry is not allowed inside the Capitol building. The policy on concealed carry varies within the building. And Friday's flag raising marked the continuation of a tradition started by the Evers administration. Now in its sixth year, the Pride flag has flown above the Wisconsin State Capitol. Evers first ordered the Rainbow Pride flag to fly over the east wing of the building in 2019. At the time, he was flying the Pride flag, and he said, sends a clear and unequivocal message that Wisconsin is welcoming and an inclusive place where everyone can live without the fear of persecution, judgment, or discrimination. As much as today and the month is about celebration of the LGBTQ community, it is also time to acknowledge the work we have before us, Evers said Friday at the ceremony, referencing bills introduced by Republican lawmakers that LGBTQ advocates have described as harmful, Dom.
Currently, in December and April, Evers vetoed bills that would have banned gender-affirming medical care for those under 18 and banned transgender and gender nonconforming youth from participating on school athletic teams that align with their gender identity. You're damn right I vetoed every one of those bills, just as I always will, Evers said, swearing as he often does.
He's a profane guy sometimes. We've had to dump him in some live broadcast, have we not?
Yeah. Republicans have criticized the tradition in past years. Of course they have. What do you think the odds are the feminism is cancer long gun carrying citizen walking around the Capitol? What do you think, what party he identifies with? Just if you had to guess.
The Second Amendment Party?
Mega. Ahead of the 2022 midterm elections, GOP gubernatorial candidate and former lieutenant governor Rebecca Clashfish called rainbow flags political props when flown over the Capitol, and her primary opponent, Kevin Nicholson, said he would not fly one if elected. Well, neither of you are there.
Didn't have to worry about that, did we?
Right. LGBTQ Pride Month is celebrated each June in Wisconsin and throughout the United States to recognize the struggles of queer individuals and to honor the 1969 Stonewall Uprising, seen as a critical event in the gay rights movement. Wisconsin in 1982 became the first state to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation. Rudy, when we went to New York, we did the broadcast out of Kettle of Fish, which is right next door to Stonewall. I mean, it was. I had no idea that they were in the proximity to each other. It was quite a thing.
Kettle of Fish being the Packer bar that we broadcast from before we went to see Bernie Sanders in Washington Square Park outside NYU. That was a fun night.
That was. Evers started flying the Progress Pride flag in place of the Rainbow one in 2022. The addition of the traditional six-stripe rainbow design, the Progress flag adds a chevron variant featuring black, brown, light blue, pink, and white stripes in reference to the trans community, communities of color, and individuals in the community living with or lost to the HIV/AIDS crisis. The flag will be flown above the east wing of the Capitol for the entirety of June alongside the U.S. flag and the Wisconsin state flag. The POW/MIA flag will continue flying above the north wing flagpole. Jesse Poyen writes at the Journal Sentinel.
Dom, I heard it said recently, and I can't quote you my source because I can't recall my source immediately, but it was stated that, you know, trans issues, things like whether or not transitioning kids can participate in high school sports, these things have become the new abortion. Because abortion no longer is the get-out-the-vote mechanism it was for the right. I mean, Dobbs overturned Roe v. Wade. That's a big problem for them, right? So how do you create this social wedge? Well, of course, through anti-trans, anti-gay, anti-bisexual. And, you know, it's really an evolving electorate, Dom. Because we talked about Barbara Crabb, the year was 2014 and same-sex marriage, first in the state of Wisconsin. Briefly, a window was opened. And then ultimately by the U.S. Supreme Court, the same-sex window, the marriage window, was opened. That's pretty recent history.
Yeah, for real.
But you know what? It's not like your life changed at all. Yours, meaning the average Republican who, you know, cheats on his wife and does whatever
or
he yours does.
Or mine. I mean, for real, you know? How?
Well, it didn't affect their life's one iota. And it did. I mean, look at the advertising campaigns these days.
They had to hear about people getting gay married. That affected them. They didn't like that. They don't like things that they don't like. So it affected them, Crudy.
But I actually think the animus that used to be more frequently directed against gays, well, I think it's lost some of its sting because they know people that are same-sex married and they're no crazier than the rest of us that are married. So, you know, I think some of that sting's been taken out. So I think
vacuum that needed to be filled, and now it's filled with the LGBT, the trans and so forth.
The transgender athletes. That is the new gay. That is the new abortion. That is the new social wedge issue of the right. Or so I heard it postulated recently. I don't know if you agree or disagree, but they always need something to hate on.
Well, don't they?
A group of people.
What's the basis for their justification of that? Even if it's not hate.
Their feelings, Dom. I mean, I think we should realize this more and more. Nothing is ever predicated on fact. Just feeling.
No, you're right. You know, a lot of it's predicated on religion. It's religion. It's religion.
Well, isn't that doctrine then?
Stay with me. It's indoctrination. It's religion. That's why most of those folks feel that way. That's how they justify. The same way they justified not having interracial marriage, or the way they justified slaves based on religion. That's their crutch. That's their shield. That's everything to them. It's my religious beliefs. But it's not a freedom issue. If you don't want to be gay married, don't be gay married. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that. If you don't think abortion's proper and you're going to face your maker in heaven, then don't have an abortion. But who are you to get into anyone else's face and push, not your feelings, your religion? Because those feelings are based specifically, and I would say solely, on the cultural upbringing and the religion what they espouse, which is, of course, asinine, because if any person who thinks that way and bases those beliefs on their particular religion, call it Christianity, if you were born on the other side of the globe, you've been born, grown up a Hindu or Muslim or something else, and you believe fervently those things. That's the whole point of religion. It's personal. But when you start talking about society and civilization, well, you got to put those things aside, because everyone can believe in any damn thing they want. It doesn't justify them taking away your individual rights or your individual sovereignty, attacking you, those kinds of things. So you discount the religion. So when we do that in conversation, it comes out as feelings, but it's based on religion. And I think you got to accept that and tell me where we're going to address that.
You know, I hear that point of view, and I believe that you believe it's true. But I don't think these supposed Christians ever really did much digging into what Christianity means. You know, because the basic premise, the tenets of Jesus Christ are not about who's going to storm the Capitol on January 6th.
Well, to you they're not, but to someone who interprets or reads the Bible in a different way, it absolutely does. And that's the whole point. You can't even agree on what the one book says, let alone what other religions say. And I can come up with Thor and Odin and all the religions that have come and gone, have never been here, and say, well, this is belief. Come on, man. You know, somebody at Marvel making Thor would have died at the Temple of Mars 1,000 years ago as a martyr for Thor. Come on, the whole thing's just ridiculous. So,
I'm saying the premise of Christianity is supposed to be Jesus Christ.
That's your interpretation of it, yes.
No, that's literally in the name. It's kind of the underlying premise of Christianity is being Christ-like in one's behavior, because the rest of us are sinners, okay. Damn. And you might not believe it, and you may not use...
Who's the guy that makes all the money, these pastors?
Joel Osteen, amongst others?
Joel Osteen. Tell us these video guys that are making millions of dollars. Is that what they're doing? I mean, they're pushing it. People are buying it. That's the premise? Is that what Christianity is? To them, it is. And who are you to tell them that your version of Christianity is any better than theirs? Because they're rich. That means God blesses them. You know what I mean?
Very Calvinist. Very Calvinist. Well, that just means, you know, God has shown his light upon you, and that's why you've become rich by fleecing the otherwise Christian characters that would go to Joel Osteen's church.
Even Christians. And one of the things when I was in Ireland a couple of weeks ago that still kind of got me was the whole Catholic Protestant thing in Northern Ireland. It's still a thing. There's a wall through that town with
Dublin.
Gates.
Was it Dublin?
Belfast.
Belfast.
With gates that closed. You can't get through after a certain time of night. And the guide who was on the Ireland.
Build that wall.
Because they'll kill each other. That's what they said. He told us they will kill each other. I mean, he showed them the rubber bullets that he got hit with 20 years ago. They got new ones now. So this is still a thing, even amongst Christians. It's the same thing. Pretty much the same thing. And they're fighting each other to the death for 100 years, hundreds of years.
As Jesus would have you do.
Come on, man. So that's all going to be put aside, man. You can't have a rational conversation. Well, we all breathe, right? We all bleed red. We're all living here. Sky's blue if it's a good day, right? Gray if it's raining. There's certain things we can agree upon that are known. And we got to start with that basis.
Come on, man. I had this argument with Dr. Shurwitz in philosophy my freshman year at UW La Crosse. Well, yes, we have to agree that certain things are the same in your world. And I'm not a purple Venetian lizard or whatever it was she was trying to espouse. You know, it doesn't make any sense to me. No, I get that. You know, reality should be the same. But you ask, why do they need these social wedge issues? Because they've got to feel bad about something. They're looking to be motivated by a feeling. You know, my life's not working out the way I hoped it would. Who am I going to blame? Well, you know, that trans athlete took the opportunity away from your daughter to take fourth place at the swim meet. She would have been third place, gotten a nice ribbon. Folks, we are the devil's advocates.
Not turning out
the way you're cut. You should see what trash texting Jeff from Sherwood is saying about me and my fatherhood. I may need to fight you before the end of the show, Jeff.
I can't wait to hear. You can join us on the lines this Friday. We air the grievances. Our pal James Santel, former U.S. attorney, he's going to join us at 4:30 today. It's Friday. We're airing the grievances, having some fun. We'll get back to your calls and texts, 844-967-2789.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a surefire savings tip for the next time you have to buy a car. The move? Getting pre-approved for an auto loan from your bank or credit union before you head to the dealership. If your credit score is reasonable, your bank is probably going to pre-approve your loan. And bonus, this puts you in the driver's seat when you're talking about a car loan from the dealership. car dealers love to try to get you to take a more expensive loan or a longer loan. That makes them more money, you know? But when you walk in with a pre-approved loan, they will usually work to offer you an even better rate than the bank. That's what happened to me. And my car, which I am paying off at a bragworthy 2.4% interest rate, is proof that this approach works. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all airing the grievances. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Unlike you, fella, I read the text line with frequency.
Yeah.
Andrew from Verona said you didn't sleep well last night because you had the meat sweats.
Right. Too much beef brisket. It was so good, though.
Jeff, the trash texting attorney from Shorewood, when I acknowledged I didn't know why my son had the gold tassels initially, it means Crudy has no idea what his son has achieved and that he is a horrible father. And look at you now, Crute, he goes on to chastise. And then he says, is he going to take after Joe Gow and post steamy, spicy cooking videos? If that's how you pay the bill, fella, you know.
I mean, who's to say?
Who's to say? Portable father? Because I didn't know he was graduating with... I knew he was doing well. I didn't know you got a tassel because I never got a tassel, Jeff. I got a mass comm degree. Barely.
Attorney.
Barely. You know, I look forward
didn't
to
you it. Miss one of your Phi Ed classes? I mean, did you really get a mass comm degree?
I'm not sure if they sent the diploma, so I took it. I thought I was going to have to go back post-graduation. I graduated in, like, January, and you're supposed to have 118 and a half credits, including two Phi Ed credits, two half-credit Phi Eds, and I crossed the stage with 118 credits. And I got busy at work and I dropped Coach Terry's tennis class. But just for the record, and here's why I feel vindicated by UW Lacrosse in their decision to graduate me. I actually audited Charlie Gross's basketball class. Bob talked me into it. I would go there every like Tuesday and Thursday for like an hour and play hoops. And I would go so Charlie Gross would have a non-student in the class to play against, to guard. So Charlie was like a three-point shooter. He's like your height. Charlie's this little short guy. Not much of a basketball coach, but a hell of a nice guy. And Charlie would pull me out to the three-point line and take a lot of long shots. And, you know, I was tall and thin in college, relatively speaking. And, you know, I'm like 2'10" yeah, and 6'2". And Charlie's like 5'6" and 145. So we were a mismatch. And he would trash talk up and down the court. And I would show up each class, but Bob would make me go. Bob, our now departed friend, Bobby Poole, because otherwise they wouldn't have even numbers for a scrimmage.
Come on, you got to go, Crudy.
You got to go, Crudy. So I did actually go to damn near every single class. You know, you were permitted a few absences, I suspect. And I took that. And
How many years were you in at UW Lacrosse?
It was a number of years. It was lots of years. I was on for two, off for two. And then, you know, between summer schools and stuff, six.
Caught up a little bit.
Six?
Yeah. 6 years? Doctor.
No. 118 credits, 6 years in. Barely. I mean, guys like Runkle graduated with the same degree as me with 180 credits. In the same amount of time. We went to school at the same time. I went to the Army, left. He tried to be a teacher, couldn't pass his PPSTs. Next thing we know, we're both mass comm majors graduating at the same time.
844-967-2789. Ah, they let you go, Crudy. Wisco Paul, you are up. Happy Friday airing of the grievances. What do you got for us, Paul?
Hey, Paul.
Well, first of all, I did have Mrs. Wisco drive me home last night. I started drinking Jack and Coke, and I found out that Coca-Cola is a bad thing for me. So,
as long as Mrs. Wisco recognized that and got you home safe.
Yeah, I would suggest perhaps next time do what Crudy does, Diet Cokes. It's really working.
Yes. Keeps my girlish figure.
I'll remember that next time. I'll remember that next time. But, hey, quick grievance. I can't understand the GOP Republicans falling all over themselves to defend Trump after the hearing and the guilty pleas yesterday, and then just trashing the justice system. And, you know, would you guys name one person that hasn't hooked on to Trump that hasn't went down for some reason or another? His attorneys, Giuliani, excuse me, I've still got my hangover, I guess.
Eastman, but Cheeseboro, Jenna Ellis. I mean, just the lawyers that have been charged and indicted criminally, at least a half a dozen that I can think of off the top of my head, Paulie.
It's a crazy thing, and they're all falling over themselves to defend this guy. Mostly, it really ticks me off is to trash the justice system. We had enough problems with the Supreme Court, and it gives you a little hope that Trump got convicted. And then, you know, so that's it for today. I'm going to rust up again. Thanks.
All right, man. Hey, well, hair of the dog and a little weed will do you fine, Paulie. Dr. Dom just told you. Yes, we're going to get into the whole Donald Trump issue and the way the Republicans are prostrating. I'm not sure. The bowing, the kneeling, the kissing of the ass, the bending of the knee for this guy. And it just goes to show you once again, where they claim to be. Oh, law and order. Okay, here's some law and order. Oh, not that law and order. That's the wrong kind of law and order. I mean, the guy committed fraud to cover up an affair for furtherance of his political ambition. And he got caught. Big deal.
As he had done multiple times before.
Right. Come on.
No, he didn't. They're still saying he never had sex with that woman.
He said it today.
Miss Lewinsky. Today. I mean, Stormy Daniels.
Nothing ever happened. I saw some of it. I took notes.
Well, you bring your notes. I'll bring President Joe Biden addressing the 34 guilty verdicts against the other guy. And we'll have a happy hour indeed. And James Santel at 4:30. You better stick around.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Jane, Matt and Air and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a new program in La Crosse trying to keep items out of dumpsters and put them to better use. Also a round of the good, the bad, and please let's not do this. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Former President Trump's lawyer telling the Associated Press that he was surprised by Trump's demeanor as jurors handed down their guilty verdicts against Trump on Thursday. Attorney Todd Blanche says Trump, quote, just stood there and just kind of took it as each verdict was read. Blanche, though, says that there's more to do as Trump has yet to be sentenced and is likely to appeal. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders providing an update on response and recovery efforts following deadly tornadoes that hit the state last weekend.
We have 10
fatalities confirmed in the state that were either directly or related to the storms that came through Arkansas.
Sanders says it'll take time to recover and rebuild affected areas. The University of Virginia agreeing to a $9 million settlement over a 2022 shooting on campus that killed three football players and wounded two other students. The shooting happened as UVA football players returned to campus on a bus from a field trip. This is ABC News. Saturday marks the start of Pride Month, and a new report is highlighting an increased risk of cancer in those who identify as LGBTQ. ABC's Michelle Franzen with more.
New analysis released by the National Cancer Society focuses on behavioral and health risk factors and finds people who identify as LGBTQ may be more likely to smoke, drink alcohol, or live with obesity, all linked to cancer. The research is aimed at identifying risk factors that could lead to cancer and help encourage people to get screened for cancers. Researchers say those individuals